The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition is a diverse group of dedicated community members united around the goal of reducing substance use in Lenawee County. LSAPC members work collaboratively to engage and educate the community in order to promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Therese Langan, and she is the owner and the director at Parkside Family Counseling, and Therese is also a therapist there. So, yes. Therese, we appreciate you spending some time with us this evening.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Parkside, and I know the program we're going to be talking about has to do with teen substance use, but Parkside's been around for quite a while.
Parkside's been around since 1997, and the population that we love to serve are teenagers and their families. And so working with teenagers has really evolved and made sense to evolve into working with kids and trying to prevent substance abuse.
Exactly. And so the program is, of course, by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, and you have a wonderful program coming up soon as a community education piece that Parkside is providing. It's going to happen at the Adrian District Library. Tell us about that. What's going on?
Yes. We're going to have, it's a two-part series, so different information both days on Wednesday evening, July 14th and 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll be presenting a teen substance use prevention education program.
Okay.
And it is going to be for parents who are interested, other involved community members, or really just anybody that is interested in learning more about why it's so important to steer teens away from substance use.
Well, and I think in today's society, you know, there's always been the social aspect of peer pressure. You know, we tend to refer to that a lot. But talking to teens about use is different than talking to adults about drug and alcohol usage.
It is. And one of the things that adults are really surprised to find out is that the research shows that teens use more than ever because of stress in their life.
You know, and to me, it doesn't surprise me because I know, especially with the way the last year and a half has been with all of us.
Sure.
That those are crutches that a lot of us had depended on in the past, and it's easy to revert back to them. Teens may not have been exposed to the kind of stressors they have until recently.
That's true. It's really become just more prevalent.
So within the program then, it's basically, like you said, open to anyone. It's a free program, so there's no fees involved.
Yes.
And it's going to teach them what?
Well, the first night on the 14th, we're going to be presenting more about what to know about substance use in teens, information about brain development and how that can be stagnated if use begins young and is consistent, trends in substance use, and just what makes it more likely to be habit-forming for teens. Then the second evening, we're going to be talking more about what to do about it, ways to talk to teens that can be the most impactful when it comes to substance use, and positive strategies that keeps teens busy and focused on their future success.
What different ways can people find out about getting registered? I'm sure you need some kind of registration.
Right. So we have a flyer that's out and about, but the flyer is on our Facebook page. So our Facebook page is Parkside Family Counseling. And if you look for that and like our page, you can see what's on there.
Okay.
And we have sent it out to various community organizations throughout the county.
And then there's a phone they can call as well?
They can call Parkside Family Counseling to get more information and to register, because we do want to know how many are coming.
Okay.
And our phone number that you call is 517-266-8880. And you'll be given the information there.
There you go. And again, it is a teen substance use prevention education, almost like a seminar.
Yes.
It's a little mini seminar. Wednesday evening, July 14th, as well as Wednesday evening, July 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. Well, Therese, I want to thank you again for stopping by and helping us with getting this information out to the general public. We hope you have a lot of people show up for this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. This information has been provided by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. New messages air on the first and third Monday of each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the audio tab on WLEN.com and listen and gather more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.